Hi everyone. So today I'm going to talk about whether Donald Trump is positive or negative for the US stock market and whether he brings more risk to the market or he brings more opportunity to the market. Now, the conclusion I'm going to make is that the evidence actually shows that the markets don't actually react too much to geopolitical risk. And I put a blog article online from some notable economists, including Mohammed El-Arain and others, who make this point. And basically, what's very interesting is, think about the world in the last 100 or 200 years. There's been various times when there's been chances of world wars or regional conflicts, and markets have been up very, very strongly. So people shouldn't actually be surprised by what's happening with Trump at the moment. Most people assumed that the markets would go down after he got elected, but they've actually done very well. That doesn't mean Trump himself is good or bad, or he's bad for markets or good for markets. To be honest with you, he's probably quite neutral. I mean, look at it this way. Markets went up during the Korean crisis, but they also went up during some of the years in the Cold War, when there was so many problems and the potential of nuclear war. There's been various countries around the world which has ongoing terrorist threats, countries like Israel, Turkey, our countries, and sometimes the markets have done very well in those countries during the period when you would expect the threat to be at the highest. Likewise, in the 9/11 attacks in the United States, what actually happened? It didn't really affect the markets that much long or medium term. And conversely, there has been a lot of other times when it's been a very stable economy with very few risks, but that the markets have actually been stagnant or gone down. So what's interesting about all the evidence is that it's almost impossible to know when is a good time to get into markets and when is a bad time to get into markets, and nobody can predict this. So all a rational investor can do is try to not time markets and instead be long-term in the markets. It reminds me, I was having a conversation with one or two people this week, and one person, in fact, two people in the last 2 months have said to me, oh, because of the trade war, I'm not thinking about getting into markets at the moment. It's not the right time. And I reminded them in a polite way that these were the same people who were worried in 2014 about markets being too high when they were at 16,000. And the same people who in 2016, when markets were about 18,000, were saying, oh, I don't want to invest because of Trump. And the same people now, when markets are close to 27,000, are saying, oh, well, I'm a bit worried about the trade war. And they were probably the same people, although I didn't know them 20 years ago, who were saying, oh, markets seem overvalued at 3,500 in 1995. And they'll probably be the same people who in another 5 years will say, oh, markets are 30,000 or 32,000. I'm not really sure I want to invest at this point. So my strong suggestion is this. As Warren Buffett says, markets will probably hit a million in some of our lifetime. You know, if anybody here is going to live for 50 or 60 years, which probably is a minority of people, but put it this way, there'll be some people listening today who will probably see the US market actually hit a million because of compounded interest. Frankly, it's not going to matter the short-term political risk, where markets are 30,000 when you buy, 20,000, 40,000. In the long-term scheme of things, those things don't make a difference. Put it this way, markets were 66 in 1900 and they're 27,000 today. So, you know, long-term, even if the US elects another Trump or something much more extreme than Trump, I really wouldn't worry about these kind of things. And one of the reasons I wouldn't worry about these kind of things is there's virtually no evidence that it actually affects markets. It's just that CNBC, Bloomberg, the financial media, they really trade on this idea that, you know, basically things like Trump, things like China, all these geopolitical, risks are what's moving markets. But in the long-term scheme of things, it actually doesn't move markets that much at all. That's what the academic evidence rather than the marketing shows. Okay, everyone, I hope that's useful, and let me know if you have any questions.